Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of i5 for the iPhone. I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to everything iPhone, in my mind anyway. Each week, we cover five topics from the newest apps to handy tips and tricks to what's new in iPhone land. So let's get right to it. Number one, many of you might wonder how I stay on top of all the new apps I choose for i5 each week. How do I do it? Truth is, you have access to all the same tools I do. I just don't really think about anything else except cat hair because it's just everywhere. But today, I want to tell you about a great app-finding tool called Apps Fire. It's been around for some time, actually, but it just got a big design refresh, and I think you're going to like it. So you start by telling Apps Fire a bit about yourself. Are you a student, for example? Maybe you're an athlete. Do you like geeky stuff? That'll help focus your results. Then you just start browsing. Apps on Fire are the popular ones, followed by some obvious categories like productivity, music, news. The deals area highlights apps that are temporarily free or discounted. And you also get a trending app section. If you want to search by an app name or category, you can just start typing it. Apps Fire does a really good job of auto-completing for you, which is way better than the official app store, I might add. And if you're just crazy for deals, you can adjust exactly how much of those apps you see in your Apps Fire feed at any time. App discovery tools really come in handy for anybody who wants some fresh app meat on their home screen. And Apps Fire is my new favorite. Good work, team. Number two. So I was talking about Apps Fire, and here's a great example of a fun app I found through Apps Fire, PhotoFiti. Not only had I never heard of it before, but I found it in Apps Fire's deals section where it was temporarily free, normally 99 cents. That's good value. The idea is really simple. You're basically graffitiizing your photos and making some kind of Banksy-esque creations. So you take a photo or you choose one from your camera roll. You shake your iPhone to spray paint it. You don't actually have to do that, but that's sort of a fun little gimmick that it comes with. And then you play around with your results. You can choose the paint color, the shadow color. You can change the type of the surface the graffiti is sprayed onto, like a brick wall or a wooden fence. You can also play with how old the graffiti looks with your age slider. Some photos work better than others, obviously, but the results can look pretty awesome, very creative. In fact, I can see something like this hanging on my wall and people coming over and saying, wow, how'd you do that? And I would say, hey, it's just this free app called PhotoFiti. Number three. So I've said in previous episodes of i5 that I'm not really crazy about a lot of the iPhone cases that are out there. I like to go commando. That's just my thing. Plus, cases can be kind of bulky. Sometimes I think they're ugly. Sometimes I just don't think they're worth the money. But I was at a holiday party recently, and I noticed my friend Gabe was using a case on his white iPhone 5. I barely even saw it. It barely stood out. So I asked him about it, and he was actually really excited to tell me that he'd found it for under $10. This is the Catch If iPhone 5 case, and it's basically just a bumper and then transparent back protection that retails on Amazon for just over $5. It's not invisible, but it's pretty close. Protect all your hardware controls while still accessing them. Save that precious back cover from scratches and keep the whole thing understated. Now, it's definitely not fancy, but it would make a great stocking stuffer for anybody who's lucky enough to be getting a new iPhone under the tree, and then you're not adding much of anything to your bottom line. You've been so generous already. Number four, got a little duh tip from Eli for anybody who uses the music app a lot. He points out that while in the app, if you're listening to a song and you're in the album artwork view, you can go back to the song list by tapping the back arrow in the upper left-hand corner. That's the obvious choice. Or you could just swipe to the right to go back. And if you're in the song list view and you want to go to the album artwork view, you can swipe left or right. You could just tap the song for the same effect, but it's nice to have options, especially if your fingers are swipe happy. Thanks, Eli. Speaking of music, you probably already know the shortcut, but just in case you don't, If you've got music playing in the background and you're deep inside another app, you can just double tap the home button, swipe to the right, and then have quick access to your player controls. I use it all the time. Finally, number five. Let's keep the music theme running through the end of the show, shall we? It's easy enough when we're talking about the latest Pandora app. Oh, I love it. If you don't already use Pandora, it's an internet radio service that will create stations for you based on artists and genres that you already like and allows you to customize the station by either giving a thumbs up to a song you love and want to hear again or a thumbs down to a song you either dislike or you just don't think fits the station. This data all goes back into the massive music genome project. That's what Pandora is built on and helps the algorithm get stronger. Now, I've been using Pandora for years because it's free, and sometimes I just want somebody else to be the DJ, but then I also want them to play all my favorite songs. But the app does a lot more now. If I'm listening to my dance station, which is a really good station, and I love a song that's playing, I can get full artist info, I can follow along with the lyrics, I can even see which musical attributes the song contains, which I love as a music genome geek. I can also like a specific song, which is different than just giving it a thumbs up in a music stream, because then I have it actually bookmarked to share or to buy on iTunes or to find other music tracks like it. My favorite part is the social stream, though, because my friends and I can now share our carefully curated radio stations with each other. And if you have friends with good musical tastes, this is an effortless discovery tool. I said Pandora was free, and it is. But if you want an ad-free experience, that means no audio ads between songs and no visual ads in the app, you can upgrade to Pandora One, which is $3.99 per month. Either way, this is a must-have app. And that's it for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. For links to everything that we talk about, to subscribe to the show, which is totally free, or just catch up on episodes 1 through 17, just visit us at twit.tv/i5. And if you know an iPhone lover who might like our humble little show, you can send them our way. We'll take care of them. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5, or you can always send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next time on i5.